Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you.
Good morning and welcome to Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon, the host where Sister C and her guests speak up so you can listen up and act upon what you've heard. Usually hosted, as mentioned, by the inimitable Sister C, Charlotte, who earlier this year underwent some health challenges and has been unable to host the program for the last few months. But we're holding the place for her because Charlotte is very driven and very excited to continue to host the show when she's able. And this week, we are doing a fun drive show to help remind you of all the great things that Sister C does here on a week-to-week basis, and hopefully to infect you with a little bit of her generous spirit and ask you to donate to help support shows like Charlotte's here at CJSF as part of our 2025 Fund Drive, where we are looking to rise higher and reach further with your help and raise $10,000 to support Campus Community Radio here in Burnaby. So I know Charlotte is very passionate about the radio, about this program, about the station itself, and very vocal about all the things that the radio station and program have done for her and the way that it lets her connect with you in so many different and great and interesting ways. And I think we're going to start off with something that is very Charlotte and speaks to her spirit and also the spirit of the radio show and of the radio station. And this is an episode from earlier this year where Charlotte and I released a song that she had written the words for. I put together the backing tracks. And it's called Choose to Challenge. And it speaks to her indomitable spirit and her desire to connect with the world and to challenge the things that don't seem right with the world and to challenge you to support her in that. And so as we listen to the track Choose to Challenge and a little bit of commentary from longtime recurring guests Ramona Srinivasan and Neil Ryan and Cynthia Sharp, I am going to challenge you to donate to Campus Community Radio here at CJSF during our fund drive by going to cjsffunddrive.ca or sending a text message with the word donate to 778-782-2573 or by calling 778-782-2573 and making a donation. So without further ado, I choose to challenge, Sister C chooses to challenge. Here we go.
I am happy to be here in a place where we say that we welcome new music. We welcome people. People don't have to come with a bag of money and their first child or their puppy to have an opportunity to have their music heard. We have a music selection. We have volunteers who listen to music that people bring in. We tell people they can mail it in so that people listen. So there's a fair chance of you getting to have your music heard on the station. That leads me to I'm trembling. You know, it's like this is a baby, and it is reflecting on some of the things that we have to do as choices, but braving the challenge to do it. So without further ado, I'm going to say you are going to hear Choose to Challenge. I choose to challenge.
Yeah, it's just going to take me a second to get that set up. Before we get started, I just wanted to introduce our guests for today, the rest of the crew. Hello, Neil. Hello, Ramona. Hello, Cynthia. Thanks for joining us.
Neil will be giving me some riff. And in case no one has heard of riff before, it's not rip. It is respectable, friendly, inspiring, interesting, friendly food feedback. And that product came to be because sometimes over the more than 20 years that I've taken part in community poetry readings or events, sometimes I've left seeing people feel like they were ripped because they didn't get a chance to bring or say their poem. One person might do 10 poems and then the others don't get one. So it's part of the reason that when people do their work, it's in a round robin, even if they have 3 poems, and some people do because we have some prolific writers here. But each person does one, and then we go on to the next person receiving or presenting their work.
All right, and this is I Choose to Challenge.
I choose to challenge. I choose to challenge the ways that I spend waking hours, working hours, hours with a friend. I choose to challenge the ways that I write poignant thoughts, praiseworthy thoughts, thoughts that transform wrong to right. I choose to challenge the status quo, rights for those that may not even know, housing rights, health rights, so-called inalienable rights. Rights that enable joy, peace, and love to ascend. I choose to challenge the colors that I wear. Colors of purple, burgundy, or gray for my hair. I choose to challenge the practices that limit employment advances, creative concepts, efforts that take each voting right and flip it. I choose to challenge the practices we harbor. Solo cars, plastic packaging, digital devices for every room. I choose to challenge. I choose to challenge. I choose to seek alternatives to loneliness and isolation. Hub housing, corner stores, theaters, and bookstores with cafes. Engaging activities for families, fun, friends, and simple relaxation. I choose to challenge the barriers left unchecked, glass ceilings, heritage ceilings, hidden color dealings. I choose to seek electric words that ignite collaboration between generations, races, and genders, nudging hearts and minds to nurture other beings. I choose to challenge you. I choose to challenge me. I choose to challenge us to be the best we can be. I choose to challenge me. I choose to challenge you. I choose to challenge us to be the best we can be. I choose to challenge you. I choose to challenge me. I choose to challenge us to be the best we can be. Best you can be.
That was amazing, Charlotte. Can I share my impressions?
Yes.
Okay, so I found it like really awesome because of the way you read your poem, almost like a song. It was full of vibrant energy, and I loved your choice of words. Very, very powerful, especially all the different kind of rights that you mentioned. Housing rights, inalienable rights, and the colors. I like your choice. Because purple, burgundy, matching your hair. And that line, that one line, nudging hearts and minds to nurture others, that really touched my heart. And of course, your invitation at the end to be the best that we can. Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you,
for
Ramana.
This beautiful poem.
I'd like to respond to something that you're so good at, and that is the cadence of your delivery was just absolutely perfect. I could almost bounce along with it. It was and I don't take this the wrong way, but your preaching is perfect. I got the message clearly, and thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you, Neil. That means a lot.
Like what Ramona said, I love the focus on rites, and I love especially that you're looking for rites that allow joy, peace, and love to ascend. You know, like with housing, with everyone being okay, then we can focus on a higher structure of society, just the love, the peace, the being at ease, the following our dreams. I love that you let the song breathe in places, like Ramona mentioned too, like the color, the hair colors and things. Like we're getting a message, but in between the hard-hitting facts like housing rights and human rights and tackling racism and misogyny, we also get a moment to laugh and breathe and be uplifted. And I love that you have this song that's hammering out truth and at the same time including everybody and making everyone of all ages, I would think, feel uplifted in its rhythms. So I love that you include all of us and that it's non-judgmental at the same time as it's uplifting rights, that you're challenging you, you're challenging me, you're challenging us as a group. And I love the room you give people to be allowed to grow. It was very non-judgmental. We're not being blamed for our mistakes or being uplifted into learning to create a better, more inclusive society. I love that you made us feel good while getting that message. So thank you.
Yes, a challenge from Charlotte Sistacy, the usual host of this program, Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon on CJSF. It's Fun Drive, and we are challenging you to support CJSF's Campus Community Radio. Help us rise higher and reach further by making a donation of $35 or more at cjsffundrive.ca. One of the great things that Charlotte does on this program is, well, she talks about a whole lot of different topics, a wide variety of topics. And one of the things that she's really passionate about is, politics and democracy as it ties into, activism for rights, for equal treatment, for all sorts of different things and advocacy. And in the lead up to this past fall's, this past spring's federal election, she and I had a conversation about democracy and how this radio station is helping to defend, strengthen, support efforts to maintain and spread democracy here and around the world. And that's worth supporting. So listen to this and please head to cjsffundrive.ca to make a donation now. As a station, giving people a voice or letting them use their voice or share or spread their voice is a huge part of our mandate and what we do. So it is very sort of organizationally aligned for us to be helping people get their voices out there and helping you out there, listener, get your voice on the air if that's something you're interested in doing.
And I'm so happy you mentioned the word listeners because I ask people sometimes, you know, where do they get their news? And it troubles me that so many people get what I call pop news. I turn on my phone, and recently there's a little pop prompting me to something by people from another country, what they think or what they're doing. And so sometimes riding the bus, it's good to ride a bus because it does put you in the middle of people. I ask people, do you listen to the radio? And I think radio is a very important medium because it does go beyond the pop news or pop breaks, but helps you through issue by issue or neighborhood by neighborhood. It helps you to get a better sense of how we connect, what we can do together. And so when you say, tell me about a time that my voice made a difference. I was in one of the restaurants that's there by the train station that brings you out to SFU. And these people were having such an animated conversation. I moved a little closer, and it turned out to be about something that was just so... I don't want to say banal, but they were arguing about the candies in the machine and the candies that they had for snacks and what was available in vending machines. Kind of during the time that elections were happening on the campus, and there were a lot of issues. One was the issue that some students are low income and don't have enough, can't afford the things that are on the menu or that are served in the cafeteria. And then there was this other group talking about the candy. And so I had seen, because I'm one of these, I'm oriented to when I see posters on the wall to go and read them. And there were some posters about the student union group having a meeting about nutrition. And then there was a note about the food program. There's a program that collects food. People can turn in food, and then they get it to food banks. And so I thought, wouldn't it be great if this candy people could talk to those people? And so I asked something. They just a lot of talk about snacks. So I asked a question, if they knew when this topic might come up in elections, student elections, student council meetings, any of those things. And they looked at me like I had asked them if they'd been to the moon. So I think that one of the things that people with music shows, people with all types of shows, just attracting a welcoming listener, saying, we love you, we welcome you. What would you like to, would you like to hear more information on how to get on student council? Would you like to hear more information about neurodivergent programs? There are a lot of rich things out on the campus around not only Simon Fraser but other places. But I think having the opportunity to talk about the importance of knowing when votes are taken on these things and knowing what the issues are important. So I open up my mouth and say, excuse me, I'm a radio show host out at Simon Fraser, and I just wondered, do you all know what your student council does, or have you ever gone to a meeting? Because some of what you were talking about are issues that they deal with.
Welcome back to Suluau, Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon, Sistasi's show, where we ask you to listen up while we speak up so that you can act upon what we have said and what you have heard. It is Fun Drive here at CJSF. This week, we're asking you to help us rise higher and reach further by making a donation of $35 or more to help us reach our $10,000 goal. You can go to cjsffundrive.ca to make a donation now. And if you make a donation of $90.10 or more, you'll get a gorgeous limited edition print of our Fun Drive art, designed by local artist Charlotte Cho, featuring a bunch of cool steampunk animal-themed hot air balloons soaring across a landscape as we go on a globe-spanning adventure to try to raise money to support campus community radio here. One of the things that Charlotte is always speaking up about is equal rights, or our equal rights, I suppose, and the fight for equal rights and the civil rights movement, which she, you know, participated in as a youngster, witnessed in real time, and it clearly has really stuck with her and shaped who she is as a person. And we did an episode together commemorating the anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. And this we filled with a bunch of music, some actual excerpts from Martin Luther King Jr.'s speeches, as well as a bunch of commentary from Charlotte about what those speeches meant to her, what the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. was, and all sorts of other things. So we're going to hear an excerpt from that. And I just want you to think about the importance of keeping these conversations going and not letting these things fade into the past, and Charlotte's great work at foregrounding these issues and helping us remember. And so we're going to start with a little bit of music, the classic anthem, Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around. And then we will hear the final speech that Martin Luther King Jr. ever gave before his tragic assassination here on the Fun Drive edition of Suluau. where I'm asking you to please help support Campus Community Radio in Burnaby. Help us keep doing things like this by going to cjsffundrive.ca and making a donation there, or texting the word donate to 778-782-2573.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around.
This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at CJSF.ca, the place to be. Today, we are doing a special tribute to the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in memorial of his death on April 4, 1968. This segment is on legacy and reflection. Okay, as we reflect on Dr. King's legacy, we have to remember his final speech delivered on April 3, 1968, the night before his brutal assassination. In I've Been to the Mountaintop, people whispered to each other, felt something different. Is he dying? When he concluded that speech, he spoke, however, of hope and resilience. Let's listen to an excerpt from this poignant address.
Let us rise up tonight
with a greater readiness. Let us stand with a greater determination. And let us move on in these powerful days, these days of challenge, to make America what it ought to be. We have an opportunity to make America a better nation. And I want to thank God once more for allowing me to be here with you. You know, several years ago, I was in New York City autographing the first book that I had written. And while sitting there autographing books, a demented black woman came up. The only question I heard from her was, "Are you Martin Luther King?" And I was looking down writing, and I said, "Yes." The next minute, I felt something beating on my chest. Before I knew it, I had been stabbed by this demented woman. I was rushed to Harlem Hospital. It was a dark Saturday afternoon. That blade had gone through, and the x-rays revealed that the tip of the blade was on the edge of my aorta, the main artery. And once that's punctured, you're drowned in your own blood. That's the end of you. It came out in the New York Times the next morning that if I had merely sneezed, I would have died. Well, about 4 days later, they allowed me, after the operation, after my chest had been opened and the blade had been taken out, to move around in the wheelchair in the hospital. They allowed me to read some of the mail that came in, and from all over the states and the world, kind letters came in. I read a few, but one of them I will never forget. I had received one from the president and the vice president. I've forgotten what those telegrams said. I'd received a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but I've forgotten what that letter said. Yes. But there was another letter. All right. It came from a little girl, a young girl, who was a student at the White Plains High School. And I looked at that letter, and I'll never forget it. It said simply, "Dear Dr. King, I am a ninth grade student at the White Plains High School." She said, "While it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl. I read in the paper of your misfortune and of your suffering. And I read that if you had sneezed, you would have died. And I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze. And I want to say tonight, that I too am happy that I didn't sneeze, because if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1960 when students all over the South started sitting in at lunch counters. And I knew that as they were sitting in, they were really standing up for the best in the American dream, and taking the whole nation back to those great wells of democracy which were dug deep by the founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1961 when we decided to take a ride for freedom and ended segregation in interstate travel. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1962, the Negroes in Albany, Georgia, decided to straighten their backs up. And whenever men and women straighten their backs up, they are going somewhere, because a man can't ride your back unless it is bent. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been here in 1963. The black people of Birmingham, Alabama,
aroused the conscience of this nation and brought into being